Attorney General John Ashcroft is accusing some Justice Department critics of hysteria. At a speech to a Washington audience yesterday, the Attorney General defended the USA Patriot Act, and he denounced groups that question the government's right to search library records. NPR's Jackie Northam has more.
This was Ashcroft's 17th speech in a month-long tour to defend the Patriot Act. This time, the Attorney General lashed out, often sarcastically, at critics of the Bush administration's counterterrorism policies. He focused on the American Library Association, which has argued that the government should not have unchecked access to people's reading habits. Ashcroft told the audience that a frenzy was being whipped up over the library provision.
If you were to listen to some in Washington, you might believe the hysteria behind this claim. Quote, your local library has been surrounded by FBI agents. Like the X-Files, they're dressed in raincoats, dark suits, sporting sunglasses. They stop patrons and librarians and interrogate everyone like Joe Friday. Why were you at the library? What were you reading? Did you see anything suspicious?
Ashcroft said that the nation's librarians were being misled by civil liberties groups into thinking the FBI spent all its time and manpower monitoring libraries, something Ashcroft says is not true.
According to these breathless reports and baseless hysteria, some have convinced the American Library Association that under the bipartisanly enacted Patriot Act, the FBI is not fighting terrorism. Instead, agents are checking how far you've gotten in the latest Tom Clancy novel.
But Emily Sheketoff with the American Library Association says her organization fully understands the issue. Sheketoff says monitoring people's reading habits strikes at the heart of civil liberties and says Ashcroft should not toss it away in a comic aside.
He is not taking this seriously. People in the general public understand very well what the federal government snooping in their private records is all about, and they don't want to stand for it. And they're not hysterical. They are standing up for their rights.
Sheketoff says she understands the need to fight the war on terrorism, but will try to make sure a library is not one of the front lines.
We have worked with the Congress to try and get information about how the Justice Department is implementing this, how often they're going to libraries, and what kind of information they're asking for. They've refused to tell Congress. We filed a Freedom of Information request. They refused to tell us. They claim that this is classified. Why do you have to classify the aggregate number of times you go into a library? What is John Ashcroft trying to hide?
Sheketoff says her organization is trying to educate the public on the library provision of the Patriot Act. It's that provision that's helped fuel opposition to the government's anti-terrorism measures, says Michael Ratner, the president of the Center for Constitutional Rights. 160 communities and two states have passed resolutions protesting the Patriot Act. Ratner says Ashcroft is being defensive in his speech.
He's being attacked. Congress is passing bills or looking at legislation around freedom to read, around cutting back some of the provisions of the Patriot Act. And he is trying to argue both that the Patriot Act is doing its job and that maybe we should even get more power.
Ratner says Ashcroft exaggerated some facts in his speech. The Attorney General says more than 500 people with links to 9/11 have been deported, when in fact Ratner says they were illegal immigrants who had nothing to do with the attacks. In his speech, Ashcroft says the Patriot Act has produced other results, including, he says, a drop in the number of robberies, rapes, and assaults.
The Justice Department has protected the lives and liberties of the citizenry, and not just in the world of anti-terrorism. The American people deserve to know that violent crime has plunged to its 30-year low level.
Anthony Romero, the head of the American Civil Liberties Union, says if there is a link between the war on terrorism and a drop in crime, then Congress needs to re-examine the Patriot Act.
Most of the American public believes that when we enacted the Patriot Act, it was a remedy to ensure that 9/11 never repeat itself. And now we realize that these powers are not just limited to terrorism. And that is a very different type of debate that we need now.
That debate may come up soon. Last week, President Bush called on Congress to expand the government's powers on the war on terrorism. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.